today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam Alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special, and we're going to speak about how to use leisure time. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Wednesday is the 22nd of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We want to learn some points about chapter Al-Fatir, verse 37 from the Holy Quran, so be with us in this part.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهم يصطرخون فيها ربنا أخرجنا نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير.
And they will cry out therein, Our Lord, remove us. We will do righteousness other than what we were doing. But did we not grant you life enough for whoever would remember therein to remember? And the warner had come to you? So taste the punishment, for there is not for the wrongdoers any helper.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Yes, by observing the fruits of their evil deeds, they will regret deeply and they will cry loudly and ask for their respite. They ask Allah to return to this world in order to do righteous deeds. This holy verse clearly indicates that they had no anything insufficient because they had enough respite and there came to them necessary divine warners so that these two elements of awareness and felicity were ready for them. Therefore, there was no excuse or pretext remained for them.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
The topic of this part is the continuation of the last episode that was how to use leisure time. A Muslim should remember that time is his capital, and if he does not make good use of it, he will regret it later. So one should utilize his time on what benefits him in this world as well as in the hereafter. One of the most beautiful and the most A successful means of using free time is the habit of some wise people who during the end of session holidays spend their time in things that benefit them physically and intellectually and in righteous deeds and in enjoying pleasant, lawful things. They do not spend their holidays in keeping awake during nights, engaging in gossip and rumors, roaming about marketplaces causing disturbance and bothering believing men and women, aimlessly browsing the internet or social media, or watching useless programs that are abhorrent to Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. Imam Ali as-Salam is quoted as saying, "True believers divide their time into three parts: hours of prayers to God, hours of efforts to earn a living, hours of spending time on permissible pleasure and joy." This is in Nahj al-Balagha. Chosen Words, number 382. Therefore, in Islamic teachings, leisure time is of high value and significance as a part of human life, and it should not be spent entirely on recreation. Rather, it must be spent based on planning. In the hadiths and narratives attributed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the school of Ahlul Bayt, there has been significant focus on time. The hadith reiterates that every human being must serve other creations of God and work for the development of this world and happiness in the afterworld. But that requires health, joy, strength, and liberation from physical and mental tensions. In interpretation of "and stop them, indeed, they are to be questioned," which is from chapter 37 of the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet has said, "On Judgment Day, nobody can take any further step before answering these four questions: how his youth has been spent, how his life has passed, and how he gathered wealth, and how he has used it, how faithful he has been to the house of the Prophet." Among other actions recommended for leisure time is reflection, particularly about the afterworld, and holding oneself accountable. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "It would be excellent should someone during certain hours close his eyes to everyday life concerns and hold himself accountable and reflect on what he has achieved and what he has lost during day and night."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
But what are things you should think to invest your time and energy in? Does it leave you with a story? That is a good question. Making memories through exercises gives us stories to tell. For example, taking a hike with a friend might lead to a better story than re-watching your favorite TV show alone in your living room. Those stories allow us to develop connection with other people, which provides unity, purpose, and meaning in our lives. Other question, does it change you? Dear brothers and sisters, anything that forces you to grow or gives you purpose is key to personal development. Activities that teach you new skills or capabilities, change your worldview, or move you toward a greater goal are all transformational. This could be anything from learning a new recipe to take an improved class. come here to learn about successful people, about spending their free time. They network. Many networking events exist outside the realm of corporate hours. They include weekend breakfasts and after-hours gatherings for conversation, and usually food and eating. Successful people are willing to step outside their comfort zones in an effort to meet new people regardless of any professional circumstances surrounding their effort. They're not necessarily interested in meeting people to land new sales or find a new employee. Instead, they simply like talking to people and meeting people. And success naturally follows them from there. The wider your network of contacts is, the more opportunities you'll have down the road.
Time is the common denominator between everything in our life which is dear, everything which has value. So if you look at the things in your life that have value, what are some of those things? Relationships. Relationships have the highest value. Number one, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, our relationship with our nearest of kin, our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our siblings, our children. And then number three, our relationship with everybody else, our neighbors, our smaller community, our larger community. Think about relationships and what enriches relationships. The number one factor is time. You can't purchase a relationship with God. You can't purchase a relationship with a parent. You can make them happy if you buy them certain things and they appreciate gifts, but that's very temporary. You can't purchase your relationship with your neighbors or your community. What is it that enriches your relationships? Is time. When you look at, for instance, your career, which is important to you, it's how much time you give to your career which determines whether you have a fulfilling career or you don't have a fulfilling career. Some people, they give too less time, too little time, so that they're not being productive. And some people, they're giving too much time to where it is being counterproductive in other areas. It's being damaging in other areas. So if you think about it, the most expensive asset that you own is time. But unfortunately, it is the asset which is most elusive, meaning that it is running away from you. The more that you try to run after it, the more it seems to slip from your fingers.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.